temptations lead to goods and truths penetrating deeper. So that's the key, right? That as goods and truths penetrate deeper, well, they can only be penetrating deeper if we're prepared to use them for the purpose for which they're given, which is to reflect and examine our states. So all temptation, all genuine temptation, strengthens what is good and true. That's the function and purpose of that. But the thing is that as more truths get worked into the life, more is seen. So the things that appear to suddenly start to molest us, it's not that those things have suddenly come from somewhere. They've always been there. And it's only the fact that the word is shining its light that they become apparent. You know, it's this paradox, isn't it? And moving away from the idea that the work is about us becoming better, it's not. It's about revealing what obstructs the Lord's presence from being more fully here now. As soon as we start working to become better people, if you like. And I know we get taught this from the very start when we enter into church life, you know, that it's about becoming better people. Actually, it's not. It's about removing what prevents the Lord being more fully present with us, because the Lord alone is good. And in and of ourselves, that proprium that we're identified with in the world is nothing but evil and falsity. And really, this work is about bringing us to see that, not to condemn us because of it, but to set us free from it. And unless we see the states that are present, we won't desire to leave them or leave them behind. So evil, we often think of it in moral and civil terms, and the examples that are often given in extremes, you know, your Hitlers and your Stalins and whoever else, your Pol Pots or whatever. But civil and moral evils are symptoms. They're not the thing in itself. All evils arise from a belief in oneself, that oneself is actually something real and not an appearance. That's what evil arises from, because from that state, which is the eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, right? The fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. To believe in oneself, or to be in love with the feeling that I am an independent, autonomous self, which is where we all are, leads to having to defend and misconstrue and cast projections and denials, and, you know, a whole lot of energy goes into maintaining the facade. And that's what evils come out of, because if we believe in ourselves to be an autonomous, independent being, the Lord can't flow into that. What is good and true can't flow into that, because it's a lie. That's the problem. And we all live out of that, or we live out of the identification with that. And that is what proprium is, the infernal proprium. And the Lord seeks to, of course, implant a new proprium, which is based in conscience. And this is what the word seeks to build up in us. And that is the only thing that can set us free from the illusions and delusions that are spun by the infernal proprium to maintain its place as something real, at least in its own eyes.